This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have as our guest on today's broadcast, Representative William C. Kramer, Republican from Florida. Congressman Kramer, good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you, Dick. It's a pleasure.
Congressman, you have recently introduced legislation dealing with the riot situation in the United States. We've had a series of destructive riots from coast to coast in almost every one of our major cities. Just exactly what did you intend to do in this legislation which you've introduced?
Well, my legislation, obviously, is intended to require the federal government to accept its proper responsibility of preventing people, professional agitators, from traveling between states and using interstate commerce facilities for the purpose of agitating riots. Our country is a peace-loving country. Domestic tranquility is one of the treasures of living in America. And no one and no group has a right to use force and violence to subvert other people's rights, and that's precisely what some of these professional agitators are doing, and my bill would make it a crime, subject to a penalty of $10,000 and 2 years in or 2 years in jail or both.
Well, Congressman, you offered the same proposal as an amendment to the 1966 Civil Rights Act, and it won acceptance in the House by a big margin, 389-25, as I recall.
That's right. I felt it was essential that we try to bring some common sense to this problem. We try to put a damper on it. I don't think the federal government can turn its head and imagine that this thing doesn't exist. It does exist. It exists in many cities and places throughout the nation. It is becoming more prevalent, and it's time to put an end to rioting, to looting, to bombing, to killings, to maiming in this country. And I felt this amendment would help accomplish that.
In other words, this would put the federal government in the same position to prosecute these traveling agitators that it is now in regards to kidnappers.
Kidnappers, organized crime, organized gangsterism. I introduced those bills back in 61. They're now law. This equally requires the attention of Congress, the focus of attention by the FBI, and it is a problem that can't be resolved solely on the local level because you can't prosecute someone locally if he picks up a phone or gets on a radio or television broadcast and sends it in, crosses state borders. You can't prosecute him unless he's actually there in the area, and there's a lot of reluctance to even do that.
I was going to ask you, haven't there been some instances where state or local political leaders have been very reluctant to prosecute even in the face of very obvious law violations?
Well, I think it's quite obvious that at least up to the Atlanta situation where Carmichael was finally put in jail, and if anybody teaches and preaches the doctrine that apparently is coming out of Havana, Cuba, or of that nature, it's Mr. Carmichael. And they finally put him in jail, but up to that time, there seemed to be a great deal of reluctance in many areas because of the political implications to put persons in jail or to stop rioting, even when they knew who was the cause.
Congressman Kramer, what reaction have you had from the public at large, especially from people outside of the South, in view of your proposal?
Well, Dick, it's been a rather interesting revelation to me because, of course, people in Chicago, in Detroit, in California, and many places throughout the nation that have never quite felt the full thrust of the problem have now an awareness of what it means to permit rabble-rousers to come into a community to stir it up on the so-called civil rights issue. And therefore, it's been amazing to me, as was the vote, that the vast majority of the members of Congress, be they liberal, conservative, northerners, southerners, westerners, easterners, all to a large extent support the concept that America is not the place to permit anarchy to run rampant. And that's practically what it is. It'll eventually result in that if we let people violate the laws with impunity.
For about the past 10 years, a great many people in the South who have observed the pattern of some of these agitators traveling from place to place stirring up trouble have called this to the attention of the public, but it's met with a very lukewarm reaction. They've just been saying, well, you're just opposed to what these people are trying to do, and therefore you're trying to involve them in some sort of a sinister plot.
That's what the basic problem has been when the problem in the South was in existence for school segregation and desegregation and so forth. The idea that the people complaining were in effect racists, therefore don't pay any attention to them. Now, no one can suggest that the mayor of Chicago is a racist, and yet they are now, of necessity, having to clamp down, as have the Southerners for a number of years, to preserve what every citizen has a right to, and that's domestic tranquility and freedom from the violation of their persons and their property.
I notice that there's been a great deal of favorable editorial reaction in newspapers all across the country, from San Diego to St. Louis to even here in Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, and of course your home state of Florida, the state of Washington. Generally a favorable reaction. Has that been your observation?
Yes, I've been very gratified that so many of what might be termed the liberal press has suggested that the time has come for Congress to let it be known in no uncertain terms that the federal government is not, and the FBI, is not going to stand idly by and see stores looted, robbed, and people killed and maimed on the streets of America. We're fighting a battle in South Vietnam, in the jungles of South Vietnam, and we should fight the battle against these people who are rioting and looting and maiming and killing, the battle that's being fought in the asphalt jungles of this country.
Do you believe that the public generally in the North is finally waking up to the fact that they are facing an organized attempt at revolution and nothing less?
Well, I think it's becoming a little more apparent that there are certain leaders. Sometimes they get out of hand. And of course, there is the right in the First Amendments to free speech, to assembly, and to petition your government, and I'd be the last to suggest that, be he a Negro or anyone else, should be denied that right. That's why my amendment was drafted very carefully, to make certain that it didn't infringe upon those rights. But it's no doubt in my mind that men like Carmichael have an intent and a purpose of disrupting our government. As a matter of fact, he's one that has been quoted as saying, quote, the Western civilization must go, unquote. He's totally unhappy with everything practically in America, and he wants to see it decimated by force and violence if necessary. It's been further proven that the titular head of the RAM organization, made up of Negroes, is none other than Robert Williams, who's a fugitive felon from a kidnapping charge in North Carolina, now residing and fully subscribing to the doctrine of Fidel Castro, who is, in fact, Williams, broadcasting to this country constantly. Calling for these riots and calling for violence and calling for arming and calling for guerrilla tactics. And that organization is, in fact, training people in guerrilla tactics. It's common knowledge.
And this Williams, on his so-called Radio Free Dixie broadcast from Havana, has even gone so far as to give detailed instructions on how to make a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, yes, and the pamphlet by Raul Castro on guerrilla warfare is being distributed in this country by some of those people knowingly and intentionally with the purpose of arming these people. This is an armed black power drive, and it's organized and it's intentional, and the people of America are awakened, I think, finally, to the fact that this threat does exist.
In some of the areas outside of our large cities, however, there's been no direct confrontation with the Black Power movement. Do you believe that the people, shall we say, in the rural areas of the Midwest or the Far West, are fully aware as to the danger posed to our society?
Some of the advocates, and I'm speaking of Carmichael in particular, in getting on nationwide television as he did a week or so ago, and saying what his intention is, that he thinks any Negro has a right to organize and to use force and violence to get his rights. I have a couple other choice quotes that you may be interested in. Carmichael has been quoted as saying, they must become our brothers, so we can't fight in Vietnam if we wanted to, because our brothers are trying to get rid of the man, and it's our job to help him bring the man to his knees, meaning the white man. He's complaining that the story out of Cleveland, that they're no longer, in some instances, putting glass in the windows, they're putting brick in the windows to keep them from being knocked out in these riots. And what is his answer to that? They're building stores in Cleveland with no windows, he told a Harlem audience. I don't know what they think they'll accomplish. It just means we have to move from Molotov cocktails to dynamite. unquote. Now, in my memory, I just don't know of anyone in this country who's been permitted to go around espousing anarchy to that extent without some penalty of the law being invoked.
And you feel that there is a necessity beyond state and local laws for some federal legislation empowering the agencies of the federal government to deal with interstate violations along this line?
Yes, and my bill is very carefully drafted. It follows the precedent that Congress enacted overwhelmingly 1962, as I previously stated, in the anti-gangster statutes. It's precisely the same approach. The Fugitive Felon Act, traveling in interstate commerce for the purpose of committing any of these acts, gangster activities, shipping, wagering paraphernalia in interstate commerce, and so forth. So this is patterned after that specifically. And there could be no greater crime, so far as I'm concerned, against an individual than for a peaceful person to be walking the streets and to be shot down, or to be knocked down, or to be a store owner and have your store looted and a field day made out of your personal possessions on the part of complete strangers. And it's got to be brought to an end.
Because certainly, probably the most basic civil right of all is the right of a peaceful citizen to walk the streets of his city in safety.
Yes, and unfortunately, not only with this problem, but with the extent of the crime in this country, in many of the areas, and in effect being encouraged by the lack of adequate law enforcement, it's all tied in together. That it's time the federal government, in the instances where it can, does something about it, and where it doesn't have the authority, we give the government that authority.
Congressman Kramer, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us
today.
Glad
to be with you.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Congressman William C. Kramer, Republican from Florida. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedoms.